It's The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick. And what was supposed to be a friendly first phone call between close friends went wrong earlier this week. A call between President Trump and Australian Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull turned into an argument. Trump reportedly said he would refuse to accept 1,250 refugees being held in offshore Australian detention centers that the Obama administration had agreed to take. Here's White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer talking to reporters on Thursday.
The president is unbelievably disappointed in the previous administration's deal that was made and how poorly it was crafted and the threat to national security put the United States on.
Well, the angry phone call between the leaders has longtime senators like John McCain playing ambassador. McCain and other senators yesterday took it upon themselves to call the Australians to reassure them that everything is okay. But the tension is raising new questions about the conditions for detainees in these offshore centers, conditions that Amnesty International, Human Rights Watch, and the United Nations Refugee Agency have all condemned. Kate Schutze joins me now from Brisbane, Australia. She works for Amnesty International, and she's seen these detention centers firsthand.
So I've visited Manus Island twice, and essentially people are held in quite overcrowded conditions. Both camps in Nauru and Manus are quite close to the equator, so as you can imagine, it's sweltering heat. They don't always have access to air conditioners. There's a range of health consequences of sending people to Papua New Guinea, which has malaria and multi-drug-resistant tuberculosis. You know, we've also heard from Nauru, which Amnesty visited last year, that, you know, reports of sexual assault and rape of women are just going ignored by the Nauruan and Australian authorities. You know, this raises very serious questions around what's happening in these camps, why they're keeping it from scrutiny, and why the rest of the world doesn't know about it.
Most of the people in limbo here between the United States and Australia in this latest deal that we've been discussing are from Iran. Is that correct?
Well, yeah, we're talking around 2,000 people on both Manus and Nauru. They come from a range of countries, but there is a large number of Iranians. There are people from Afghanistan, Iraq, a lot of the conflict-torn countries. There's also people from Myanmar and other places throughout the region.
And what kind of conditions are they fleeing? Why are they in such dire conditions in these Pacific islands that they have to escape from somewhere else?
Well, essentially, you know, people are escaping a conflict or persecution in the countries which they come from. A lot of them might be religious or ethnic minorities who some in cases are not recognized by the countries that they live in, so they'd be effectively stateless. That means they don't have the same rights as other civilians there to work, to marry, to own property, very basic rights that Americans and Australians take for granted.
And now, as the politics changes between Australia and the United States, and Donald Trump sort of mixes in refugees with the rest of his antipathy towards immigrants, maybe similar to what's going on in Australia, that limbo's now extended.
Yeah, exactly. So we're hearing the US talk about extreme vetting procedures. And those who are on Manus and Nauru have already gone through extensive vetting procedures, not just on security grounds, but also in relation to their claims. You know, when we visited Manus Island and Nauru, we found it was a highly pressurized environment designed to pressure people and force them to return back to their country of origin, regardless of the risks they face there. And sadly, some people have decided to go back to their own countries in spite of the risks. And, you know, other people have taken their own lives. And we saw last year the desperation of people as two refugees set fire to themselves on Nauru. So, you know, changing these policies, essentially we've got Trump and Turnbull gambling with people's lives. And in the meantime, those people are stuck on islands in the middle of nowhere.
Kate Schutze, researching those places for Amnesty International. Thank you.
Thank you.